It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. Yeah, that's Jeff Tuckman's theme right there, and it is Jeff's monthly visit here. And if you have questions about DVDs or Blu-rays or movies, you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text, and let's welcome Jeff to the show. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
And, like I was telling you off the air, March is the 20th anniversary of the a DVD.
Wow.
And the reason why I'm excited about it, obviously, I realize how many years you and I have been together.
Yeah.
When because you were kind of stubborn about this new format.
About the DVD.
That I actually went and got you your favorite at the time.
Yeah.
DVD to kind of get you.
You bought me my first DVD in an effort to make me go out and buy a DVD player.
That's correct.
So it's the 20th anniversary meeting in 1997. The DVD was released. DVDs were released and DVD players. And I didn't get a machine until I didn't get a DVD player until 2000. It was March of 2000 when I got. So I was 3 years. I was 3 years behind. But the DVD that you bought me, which still remains in my collection,
yes,
is The Matrix. The Matrix was the first movie that you ever got me on DVD, and the first movie I ever watched on DVD in my house, and it was just, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what DVD did is what Laserdisc wanted to do.
Yeah.
And couldn't, or CED disc couldn't do, to give us, obviously, the highest quality visually and audio,
yeah,
and also tons of extras. But then when they came with Blu-ray,
yep,
there were more extras.
Yeah, the Blu-ray, and for those people who are hesitant to upgrade to Blu-ray, one of the reasons why I was hesitant to upgrade to DVD is because eventually I would have to, you know, replace my VHS movies, and which is a kind of a pain in the butt, you know, because
right.
I had hundreds of VHS tapes. And I didn't want to spend all the money to get the DVDs. But eventually, over the years, I did.
Sure.
But the thing about Blu-ray is if you have a Blu-ray player, you can play DVDs on it. So you don't have to replace your entire collection. Blu-ray is better. It's a better format. The picture is better. The sound is better. So if you care about that, you should. But you don't have to go out and buy a Blu-ray version of any DVD that you have because you can play DVDs on the Blu-ray player.
Well, that's right. And now you've got the 4K, which is becoming extremely popular. And this year is going to be an awesome year for the 4K.
Yeah.
Nick, believe it or not, they're projecting as far as the TV, because it always starts with, you know,
yep,
the player, mm-hmm, then the software, that they will have sold in the marketplace 30 million TVs.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, no, people can watch movies in their house now. I mean, you know, the consuming movies is completely different now, and it's moving at a rapid pace to the point where you don't even have to go to a theater anymore. Now they're doing video on demand before a movie is even in theaters. So people are opting for that, and they're opting for bigger screens and 4K so that they can make like a mini movie theater in their own house, and they don't even have to go to the theater.
Well, that's true. But even with all these formats, people love their DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even in this new format, this 4K, last year they sold over 300,000 4K Blu-ray players.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be – it's big. All right. Now, every time Jeff comes here, he's got he comes bearing gifts. And we have a great collection to give away this morning. Tell everybody what we're giving away, Jeff.
It's the Audrey Hepburn, and Nick and I both love Audrey Hepburn, 5-film collection. Yes, there are 5 famous films. Do you want to tell them what they are, Nick?
It's Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, and, of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's. So these are like five of her best movies, all in one collection. So if you're an Audrey Hepburn fan, we've got three copies of this collection to give away this morning, and we're going to throw out some trivia questions. If you can be the first person in with the correct answer, you will walk away with the five-film collection for Audrey Hepburn, Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, and Breakfast at Tiffany's. So there we go. And in fact, why don't we kick off the show here with our first trivia question. And if you're going to answer this trivia question, you have to call the contest line, not the regular line, the contest line, which is 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. What's our first trivia question?
One of Audrey Hepburn's best films was Sabrina. It also stars Humphrey Bogart and William Holden. Name the actor who Bogart replaced at the last minute. He was the original Linus Larrabee.
Okay. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. Call that number if you can answer the question, who did Bogart replace at the last minute in Sabrina? 312-591-7000. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll get an answer to the trivia question, and we will help you out with your questions as well. Jeff Tuckman is here, and we'll break right now. There you go. It's La Vie en Rose from Sabrina. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jeff Tuckman is with us, and it's his monthly visit, and we've got a really great package to give away. Five-film collection of Audrey Hepburn, which includes Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, and Breakfast at Tiffany's. And, Jeff, before the break, we threw out a trivia question. What was it?
One of Audrey Hepburn's best films was Sabrina. It also stars Humphrey Bogart and William Holden. Name the actor who Bogart replaced at the last minute.
All right, I think we got a winner. Mark, who was that?
That was Cary Grant.
That's absolutely right.
Yep, Cary Grant. And I remember reading that it was Bogart was a really odd choice for the part, and Bogart didn't want to do it.
No, he didn't want to do it.
He had to be convinced to do it, because Bogart and Cary Grant are two completely different kind of actors. But it works. He's great in it. Bogart's great in it. So, all right, Mark, you got it, and you got a five-film collection from Audrey Hepburn, okay?
I appreciate it very much. It's a great show.
Oh, thank you very much. Hold on, okay? That's Mark. Okay. He's our first winner. We got two more collections to give away. Let's see if we can answer a question from a listener before we break for the news. And again, if you have a question for Jeff about a DVD, a Blu-ray, or you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, 312-981-7200. Let's see Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, when HBO first came out, it was like 1977. There's a movie called House by the Lake.
Yeah.
And I could Google it, but I'd rather ask you.
House by the Lake. Are you talking about the one with Brenda Vaccaro?
No, it was like a teen horror movie.
Well, the House by the Lake that I'm thinking of from 1976 with Brenda Vaccaro is a horror movie.
Okay, then that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, yeah. And you're wondering if it's available on DVD or Blu-ray?
Well, DVD. Yeah. I still got Beta L750s.
Well, yeah, Nick, it's available, and you know what? It was also titled Death Weekend. So you may find
May find it as Death Weekend?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's available.
But it is out on DVD. So The House by the Lake, and you might find it as Death Weekend. So there you go.
Okay. That's my answer.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right, thanks.
All right, I was just looking this up, and evidently there's a remake. Of course.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't there be? So, all right, Jeff, hang on, all right?
Yeah.
We got a break for the news. When we come back, we'll answer all your questions. 312-981-7200. We got more Audrey Hepburn package giveaways coming up for our monthly visit with Jeff Tuckman. Welcome back, everybody. Classic Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And there you go. And Audrey Hepburn is the star of Breakfast at Tiffany's, and she is the star of the collection that we're giving away. Jeff Tuckman is here. Welcome back, Jeff.
Good to be here, Nick.
And it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We have a five-film collection from Audrey Hepburn, Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, and Breakfast at Tiffany's. And let's throw out our second trivia question. We've got two more of these collections to give away. Here's our second trivia question. By the way, call the contest line at 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. Be the first person to answer this question, and you will win.
Gregory Peck felt that Audrey Hepburn was so good in Roman Holiday that she would win an Oscar for her performance, which she did. And then he went to the producers, believe it or not, Nick, and he told them that her name should be above the title, which was very rare for in those days. Well, Cary Grant turned down the role because he felt that he was too old to play her love interest. 10 years later, though, Grant and Hepburn would star in a film together. What is the name of the terrific film?
Okay. So 10 years after Cary Grant turned down the role, they would be together. Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn would star in a movie together. What is the name of that movie? 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Call the contest line. If you have the answer to that question, you will win. 312-591-7000. All right, let's get back to some of the general questions. Here is Paxton on WGN. Hey, Paxton.
Nick, good
yes.
morning, Jeff and Nick. I've been waiting all week for this. Can I do two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, first one, Matthew McConaughey movie, early, even before he knew who he was. He was a prosecuting lawyer full of himself, gets involved in an auto wreck, a hit and run. The girl is alive, and he runs. Finds out later she dies. He's got a cut on his forehead. And the longer the movie goes, he keeps picking at it because he doesn't want it to heal. And I only thought, and I didn't see the end of the movie.
Well, let's see. The first thing that I think of is The Lincoln Lawyer. That's the first one that comes to my mind is The Lincoln Lawyer, where he played an alcoholic lawyer. That's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I guess not, because it's not a lawyer movie, though. He just happened to be, he was just full of himself. This is really early. He's almost like 21 or 22. He's just, he's guilt ridden. He keeps digging that scar out all the time whenever he's in a bad mood. But never mind about that. Let me do the next one. This is even more important. RAF pilot is flying over London trying to land his plane. And he's not going to make it, and the air traffic controller was female, which they were all during the war, and she's trying to talk him in, and he knows he's not going to make it, and this is the opening of the movie, and that he's going to die, and so he talks to this air traffic controller, and it's so touching, and then he crashes the plane. And I saw that when I was a kid, and I can't remember anything else about it, but it just grabbed me so hard.
Well, maybe somebody, I don't know that one, maybe somebody knows, Paxton, we'll leave that out there. And if anybody knows, they can call us or text us at 312-981-7200. Keep your radio on, Paxton, we'll try to get that answer for you. I think we have a winner for the trivia question. Jeff, what was it again?
Well, Gregory Peck starred in Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
Well, Cary Grant turned down the role because he felt that he was too old to play the part.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, Grant and Hepburn would star in a film together. What's the name of the terrific film?
All right. And Barb, what's the name of that movie?
That terrific movie that's one of my very, very favorite ones is Charade.
You have great taste.
Yeah, Charade. There you go. That's right, Barb. And you got yourself a five-film collection of Audrey Hepburn. It's Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, and, of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Congratulations.
Good. Thank you so much.
Okay, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, there's Barb. She's our second winner. We got one more of these to give away. And we got some texts coming in. By the way, if anybody can figure out those movies that Paxton was asking about, Texas or call us at 312-981-7200. Let's see. 847 area code says, hello, guys. Can I get the complete series of the TV show Vegas?
It is coming. You know what? It's a great question because I love that show. It was really a cool show. It's going to be available on May 2nd.
May 2nd,
a complete series of Vegas.
Oh, there you go. Nice timing on that question. So May 2nd, 847 area code who texted this in, you can get the complete series of Vegas on May 2nd. All right. Very cool. All right. Let's see. Here is Rich on WGN. Hello, Rich.
Yes, Jeff. I've been waiting for years for a release of Boy on a Dolphin. Was it ever released on VHS, or what's the story there?
Well, it's not available now.
No, it's not.
And you know, I think the only way I think you can get it is to go on the auction sites. If somebody has it, like eBay. I don't know if Amazon is still doing the auction sites,
yeah.
but eBay is probably at this point your only shot, because I don't know if they'll release it on DVD. I don't know if there's a rights problem, or you know, you never know why. It was just a really good movie.
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, Sophia Loren in that movie. Oh,
yeah. Just see a picture of her in that movie, and that will attract you to it.
No, forget it. She's just ridiculous in it. And yeah, it's Alan Ladd was in it too. And
yes.
I don't even remember when it was available at all. We've had this question before about this movie.
Well, I think that I don't know if it's a Fox film or whatever, but if it was, it was off the market. So try the auction sites. It's probably at this point your best shot.
Yeah, it's the only shot you got, because it's not available anywhere, which is really too bad.
Yeah, strange. Well, thank you very much.
All right, take care, Rich. There you go. All right, Sophia Loren. Oh, hubba hubba.
Oh yeah.
All right. Here's one. 224 area code says, in the mid-90s, we watched a movie in high school class. I think the setting was London. I remember the wife was hiding that she was on birth control and hid it under a plank in the floor. The husband found it and got furious. That's all I can remember. Why would they show that to you in a high school class?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? I'm hiding birth control from my husband, and then he gets furious. That seems appropriate to show high school kids.
Maybe he had to do it London.
In the mid-90s. Anybody know this one? I don't. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. In the mid-90s, we watched a movie in high school class. I think it was set in London. I remember the wife was hiding that she was on birth control and hid it under a plank in the floor. Husband found it and got furious. Jeez. What school did this person go to?
Yeah, really?
Wow. All right. See if anybody knows that one. Let's go back to the phones, and here's David. Hey, David.
Hi. I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
Thank you.
My first call. In the early 60s, there was a John Huston-directed movie called The List of Adrian Messenger. It had a great cast of many famous actors, including George C. Scott,
right.
Kirk Douglas, Frank Sinatra, Tony Curtis, Robert Mitchum, and more. But I've never been able to take and get this on Blu-ray or DVD. Is it available anywhere?
It is available, and I got to tell you, it really is a great movie. I mean, not only is the cast... I mean, sometimes you can put big names together and it doesn't work. This film, it worked, because the performances are terrific. You can get it. You shouldn't have... I mean, yes, if you go to your local video store... I mean, not video store anymore.
Yeah, you're going to find it empty.
You're going to find it... Well, no, actually, I'll tell you something. There are some chains in malls that actually are doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You can try one of those stores.
It's available, David, and you're gonna have to go to some of the sites to find it. But I just looked it up, and it is available. And not only is it available, it's also the whole movie. The full movie is on YouTube.
Oh, cool!
If you want to watch,
I love that film, because all the major stars are in costume, and you don't find out till the end of what their roles are.
Yeah, it's a great movie, John Huston, great John Huston movie. That it's not like crazy readily available on DVD. You can find it, but if you're desperate to see it, go to YouTube. It's on YouTube right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200. Here's Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
Yep, that one movie that guy's looking for about the flyer.
Yeah.
That's David Niven. And it's got two titles. One of the titles is Stairway to Heaven, believe it or not.
Okay.
It was made in the 40s.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it. Stairway to Heaven, and it is available on DVD. So there it is.
It's a real strange movie, but it's good.
Yeah, David Niven and Kim Hunter.
Kim Hunter.
Yeah.
And Robert Coot or something. I forgot. An old,
yep.
mustache.
Yep, there, that's it. That's the one. All right, Tom, thanks, man. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay, bye. See you, bye. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're getting all kinds of people who are answering questions for us. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how are you? It's Educating Rita, the movie with the birth control.
Educating Rita?
Yeah, Julie Walters. Is
Julie Walters, yeah.
Julie Walters and Michael Caine.
Right.
Why do I not remember the birth control thing?
That's the section where she's. We don't see much of her husband or whatever boyfriend, but she's hiding the birth control on him underneath a plank, and then he discovers it. And that's why she wants to educate herself. She doesn't want to get
pregnant. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I just, you know, it's weird because now I can see why someone would show Educating Rita in class. I just didn't remember that part of the movie.
Right.
So now it doesn't seem as inappropriate because Educating Rita is a really good film. So, all right, cool. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, there you go. The birth control. See, my listeners, man.
I don't know.
Why did they listen to this show? They're too smart.
Well, no, I tell you, Nick, thanks to the listeners, we're 100% tonight.
Yes, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
All right, one more text. And let's take a quick call. Here's Keith on WGN. Hey, Keith.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I was wondering if maybe somebody like Shout Factory or somebody would be taking up the endeavor of putting out a Mary Tyler Moore complete series. They did an excellent job on the Bob Newhart.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you guys knew of any plans for that.
Well, you know, they're coming out with just about everything now. I mean, you know, I think at Mary Tyler Moore, you got the Lou Grant series is available. But complete series of Mary Tyler Moore, Nick, I don't think the complete series is available.
Well, yeah, it is.
The complete series is available? Okay.
Yeah, it's from Fox. And you can get it. It's in stock right now. It's $69.99, and it's seasons 1 through 7, the complete series. It's available.
Okay. Is that only online, do you know? Or
I was just looking it up online. I don't know if it's available in stores. Maybe. And if it is available online, it could be available in stores. And what you wanted to do, if you're going to go to Best Buy or one of those places, have them order it for you. If you don't want to go online, you can go in and say, "Hey, I want the Mary Tyler Moore." They'll look it up for you, order it for you, and you can get it that way. But it is out there.
Okay. The reason I asked about Shout and that kind of thing was the first two seasons of the Mary Tyler Moore show done by 20th Century Fox does not have the play all option. Just drives me nuts.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I can't answer that question whether or not it has the play all option on it or not. I can't answer that question for you, Keith.
All right. Thanks for your help.
All right.
Guys.
Take care, though. Yeah, it's available. Just got to press an extra button, man.
Get it on 4K.
Just got to press an extra button, dude. It's all right.
You'll be all set.
All right. Final trivia question, and then we'll break and come back, and you can tell us what's coming up in the coming weeks and months. All right. For the 5-film collection, Audrey Hepburn, what's our final question?
Breakfast at Tiffany's is one of Audrey Hepburn's signature roles. Who did Truman Capote envision for the role, and with whom John Frankenheimer was hired to shoot the film with?
Right. So originally Frankenheimer, instead of Blake Edwards, was supposed to direct it. Truman Capote wanted someone else for the part he had envisioned for. Who was that? 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. First person in with the right answer. 312-591-7000. Who did Truman Capote originally envision playing the role? 312-591-7000. All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back, and Jeff will give us a preview of stuff that's coming out soon. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is from Roman Holiday, which is one of the movies that is featured in the 5-film collection Audrey Hepburn, with Funny Face, Paris When It Sizzles, Sabrina, Roman Holiday, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And this is available everywhere, right?
Yes.
It is out. It's available. We threw out our final trivia question, which was?
Breakfast at Tiffany's is one of Audrey Hepburn's signature roles. Who did Truman Capote envision for the role, and with whom John Frankenheim was hired to shoot the film with?
Okay. We couldn't get our winner on the air. He has a kind of a screwed up phone line, but the answer is Marilyn Monroe. And Dan knew that. Dan is our winner. He was our first person through, and he knew it was Marilyn Monroe. And he will be the last person this morning to get the five film collection of Audrey Hepburn. And there you go. So that's very, very cool. A lot of big Audrey Hepburn fans out there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, including us.
Yes, completely. And finally, Alan in North Carolina says, Bob Hope starred in a movie called Bo James, where he played New York Mayor Jimmy Walker. I cannot find the film. I've been searching for years. Why is it so hard to find a copy? Have a great weekend. I was just looking around, and it doesn't look like it's currently available, but it is part of a DVD of Bob Hope collection. Now, you can't just find it doesn't look like you can find the movie alone, but if you buy this special Bob Hope collection, it's like $70. It's part of that.
That's right.
That's like the only way you can get it, though. So
they do that quite often.
Yeah. So the only way you can get Bo James is to buy this exclusive Bob Hope collection. But to buy it singly, it's not available. So, and I don't understand that, but there you go. All right, Jeff, what can people look forward to coming out on Blu-ray and DVD in the coming weeks?
Well, this week we've got some really good releases. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is really a good film. If you like the Harry Potter films, I like this because it really is like the wizardy world before Harry Potter.
Yep.
And I thought it was really well made. You've seen a lot of ads on TV for Patriots Day. It's
right.
out this week. Mark Wahlberg. It's about the Boston Bombers with the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Really good film. Also, you're seeing commercials this week for the Scorsese film Silence.
Yes.
Is out this week.
It's very, very, very challenging movie that I can't wait to see again. I didn't love it like I wanted to, but it certainly is. That's a very profound, a very heavy movie and really challenging. And so when it comes out, I'm definitely going to check it out again.
It's out this week.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I just want to mention a couple titles coming down the road. April 11th. Write that down, folks, because that's a big week.
That's also the day that I'm hosting a screening of Rear Window
at the
Movie Co. Theater.
Great, great film.
A great movie, yes.
Go see it at but if you're staying, not that date, but that week if you're home, Hidden Figures.
One of the most hugely successful movies of last year.
Right.
Just took off.
And the same week, Lion comes out.
Okay, another movie that that people love. You're seeing now a lot of the big Oscar contenders are finally seeing the light on DVD and Blu-ray as well.
Well, they know there's a whole market for us. And what they're doing, Nick, is on the same day on some of these releases, it's very selective. They're coming out in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are looking for it, because it's very hard to find those the software. And also, I want to mention on the 25th, La La Land will be available.
Yeah.
So April's a big month.
Absolutely.
That was
my favorite movie last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that comes out. And last one was on May 9th. I know they got a big following. Orange is the New Black Season 4 is going to be available. There's a lot of fans of that that series.
Yeah, it's a big series. There's no question about it. And so if people couldn't get through, how did they get a hold of you?
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. All right. And that the Audrey Hepburn collection, who released that? Do we know what the studio released that?
That was Paramount.
Paramount released it. Okay, that was from Paramount, so we want to thank them. And the Audrey Hepburn collection, did that just come out or has it been out for a little while?
No, actually, it's new. I mean, there have been plenty of other Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
It's just this one, they packaged these five films together.
Yeah.
And I knew with our audience that would be a perfect time
yeah,
for them.
Absolutely. All right. So there you go. And next month you'll be back and we'll have more stuff to give away.
Looking forward to it.
There we go. All right. That's Jeff Tuckman. He'll be back again next month, we'll have more stuff to give away, and we'll help you answer some questions. We had we did well this morning answering the questions for everybody.
We were 100%. 100%
on questions about movies that you can't think of the title of, and that's because of my listeners. It has nothing to do with me. So there you go. All right. Jeff will be back next month, and we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we got the news, and followed by musician Rachel Drew will be live in studio to play some music and talk about her upcoming gig that she has on Saturday night. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.